Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that helps to elevate small business owners and professionals to business celebrity status to generate more opportunities to grow their businesses. We enthusiastically provide them with mega recognition, a new level of excitement, and a stronger personal brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In today's segment of Spark Plug Radio, we're going to be speaking with Berkshire Home Services Atlanta realtor, Ms. Senna Tagboto, about first-time home buyer basics. Our very special guest today is a native of the Volta region in Ghana and has been living in the U.S. for about 20 years. She previously worked as a loan officer. Today, she is a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. She works with first-time home buyers, and because of her extensive knowledge of the loan process, she is able to help home buyers find homes they love and help them get approved. You can rest easy when you work with her because she will get you into your new home with the least amount of stress. We're so very honored to have on the phone today a woman who is truly making her mark in Metro Atlanta and beyond, Ms. Senna Tagboto. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug. Thank you.
How did I do with your name?
You did very well. Most people call me Senna T. It's much easier that way.
Senna T. All right. Now
yes.
You tell me. I like that. All right. So, Ms. Senna T, we know you're extremely busy, so I want to get right into it. Is that okay?
That's fine, yes.
All right. You know, with some renters, they feel like they have peace of mind when they rent. Why should someone buy instead of rent?
Well, first and foremost, there's nothing like owning your own home. There's a pride that comes with owning your own home. Well, secondly, there's a financial predictability because you know exactly how much you're going to pay. If you have a 30-year fixed mortgage, you pay the same amount of mortgage for 30 years. And then thirdly, each time you pay, and this is more importantly, each time you pay the bank, you are actually growing the equity in your home, and you can borrow against it whenever you want to. Once you have enough equity, you can borrow against it. So these are the three main reasons. And, of course, finally, you have the freedom to renovate whenever you want to because it's yours.
All right. Well, many potential first-time home buyers think they won't qualify, and so they don't even want to try. What would you say to a potential first-time home buyer who believes this?
Well, you know, many people think home buying is difficult, but it's actually much easier than you think. And so I have a slogan that I've created that I call the four C's that every home buyer should consider. And the first thing to consider is your credit. I'll give you the four C's first. Is your credit, commandments, cruising, and closing. So credit is the most important thing that all lenders consider. But what we have is we're able to help people increase their scores. And also, if you don't have any credit, especially for like millennials, you don't have any credit, we actually have traditional trade lines. So we can use your rent, your cell phone bill, carrying car payments, insurance, and so on to build your credit. So once we help you get your credit, that's the most important thing. Now, there are certain things that home buyers shouldn't do. I call them the 10 commandments, and I'll give you just five. First thing is don't change your job. Don't become self-employed or quit your job ever because we need history. Second thing, don't go out and shop for a new car, new furniture, or anything. Third thing, don't pay off any of your trade lines or any credit cards don't pay off anything because, once again, lenders want to see history, so keep everything as it is. And the final thing is don't originate any inquiries into your credit. Don't go to JCPenney and ask for a new credit card. Your credit needs to be pristine. But if it isn't pristine, we have a way to help you. Then the third thing after your credit and following these commandments is we can go cruising. We can go from home to home and get you the home that you fall in love with. And finally, we'll lead you to the closing table. And at closing, what happens is we meet at an attorney's office, and they go through everything, how much you're going to pay and all your responsibilities. And once they do that, we give you the keys and you're home. And so once you come to us, we'll help you qualify. Even if you don't qualify immediately, we'll show you what to do to qualify. So it's easy.
All right. I like that. So let's talk about money.
Mm-hmm.
How much money
yes.
should a new home buyer save before he or she considers buying a new home?
Okay, well, traditionally, you had to have 20% to be able to buy a new home. And after 2008, well, before 2008, actually, you could get 100% financing. After 2008, 100% financing went away because of, you know, the crash. But it's back. So we can get you 100% financing for your home. And also, we can help you get closing costs. So you really don't have to shell out thousands for your home anymore once you have
wow.
the right credit. Yes.
So what is the right credit? What is the right credit?
The right credit. Well, from 640 up is
okay.
the right credit. From 640
wow.
up, we can get you 100% or we can get you down payment assistance. Either down payment assistance and closing costs. Or 100% financing, so we can help you so you don't put any money down. However, you need some money for certain things. And the first thing is you need money for an earnest money deposit. Now, what happens is once you find the house, we write a contract on the house. But you have to put some money down to show the buyer and us that you're serious, and this is what is called earnest money deposit. This will be given back to you, but you have to have that money. So you can write a check, you know, but we have to have that money as, together with the contract. So normally it's between $500 and $1,000. I mean, it's not set in stone, but the more you put down, the more it looks like you are serious. So you have to have that money. Then you have to have money for an appraisal because the seller prices the house and the appraiser has to go in and see whether the price of the house is what it's worth. So you have to pay for the appraisal, and it's between $350 and $500 depending on the size of the house. And then you need to spend money on an inspection. Now, an inspection is extremely important because it will tell you if there's anything wrong with the house. Sometimes there are hidden things you can't see. It could be plumbing. It could be your roof. It could be electricals. So an inspection will reveal any flaws there are in the property so that you're not going in blind, you see. So you need that money. So that's about $1,000 you need right there. And, of course, it's also important to have some money for your at least your first mortgage. So in all, I'd say if you have about – it depends on what your mortgage is going to be, but about $3,000 should get you into a modest home.
Okay. And recap those
mm-hmm.
things. If you want your
okay.
earnest money –
you want your earnest
okay, then
money.
You need your appraisal.
You need your appraisal, and you need money for inspection. This is before you close.
Mm-hmm.
But then after you close, you should have the money for your first month's mortgage.
Okay.
So before you close, it's between $300 and $500. The money for inspection is between $250 and $600. And then your earnest money is about $1,000. So – in all, let's say your earnest money is $1,000, your money for your appraisal is $350, your money for inspection is $250, let's say that's $1,600 that you actually need before you close. That's it. But in
all
your
right.
account, we would like you to have money for your first mortgage. I just advise that. You have money for your first mortgage, so you're not worried about, you know, anything. At least you have that money sitting in your account.
All right. Well, if a renter is paying
okay.
about, say, $1,000 or $1,200 a month, which is normal rent for Metro
mm-hmm.
Atlanta, how much house
mm-hmm.
can they buy or how much house can they afford?
Okay. Well, this really depends on the interest rate that you are given. And the loan officer will tell you what interest rate you're given based on your credit score. Now, a mortgage is made up of four payments. There are four parts to a mortgage, and that's the principal, the interest, the taxes, and the insurance. Now, taxes and insurance are not mandatory, but lenders like to add that so you're not behind on taxes and insurance. So when I say mortgage, I'm including all of this. Now, once I include all of this, the taxes, let me go back. The principal will tell you, the principal is based on the interest rate, so it will tell you what the payment will be. And the interest, of course, is also will also be included in there. Now, the taxes depends because it depends on what size the house is and where it is. And so that is variable, and the insurance is also variable. When you add all these, you get your mortgage for the month. Now, if you're going to be paying about $1,000 to $1,200, I would say you should be able to buy a house between $150,000 and $200,000, roughly. So you can afford a house of that in that price range. Does that
okay.
make sense?
It makes a lot
yeah.
of sense. Well, Ms.
Okay.
Senna T., why should a first-time
yes.
home buyer call you?
Okay, well, any first-time home buyer is really, really nervous, and so you need someone with patience to hold your hand, to walk you through the process, and I'm here to do that. I'm here to give you peace of mind knowing that you can do it and we will do it together. And so, and even after the process, it's important to help the home buyer because sometimes there are things that you don't anticipate. And so what I offer, at least till the end of this year, is a one-year warranty if you purchase a home between now and the end of the year. Now, what a warranty does is that it gives you peace of mind. If anything should break, your oven, the roof, anything should break, you don't have to shell out thousands. You can rest easy when you're in your home. So this is why I think home buyers should come to see me.
And not to mention the fact you have that loan processing background.
Exactly, exactly. And there's a lot of other things that I can help you with because there are secrets in this process, and it's nice to know, and a lot of people don't know, so I'll share everything with you. They are not secrets. They are open secrets. They're just not shared, but I like my clients to know everything when they're coming into this process, so I'll be happy to share it with my first-time home buyers.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview
yes.
to a close, please tell us, Senna T., what do you love about Atlanta's People You Need to Know business guide?
Well, I like, first and foremost, the person's spark plug.
Okay.
Yes. I think that you have a vision and, you know, you make it work for people, and we are very, very grateful. So this is really what I like about your business. I'm grateful
oh.
that you
All
make
right.
you make it work for women.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, my number is 469-478-1700, and you can also contact me on Facebook. The page is Your Home, Your Castle. I also work with Berkshire Hathaway in the Fayetteville office, and the number is 469-478-1700.
All right. Well, Ms. Senna Tagboto, realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, thank you for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug. Thank you so very much.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that shines a spotlight on women business owners and professionals in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Sparkplug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank the Sparkplug Radio team for doing another fantastic job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Sparkplug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Sparkplug Radio.